The annual United Friends and Family campaign march in London aims to highlight the hundreds of deaths in police custody which have occurred over many decades. While the problem is systemic, often maintained by institutional racism, many of the families demanding justice for many years maintain that the police are never held to account for deaths in custody and most certainly do not face any semblance of justice, trial or jail.
Sean died in 2008 at the hands of Brixton police officers. He was a vulnerable person that was extremely unwell on the day that he died. And basically the police restrained him in the prone position and handcuffed to the rear. There were emergency 999 calls that were made for a period of 3 hours by the staff where he lived. The police didn't come, and so he went on the street. And the police arrested him for theft of his own passport that he was carrying. Took him to Brixton police station, where it's caught on camera of him being extremely unwell, and he literally dies on camera.
My mother was killed 31 years ago in the West Midlands Police Force area. She was in Wolverhampton. She was actually on the pedestrian crossing at the point of impact. The police driver in his police patrol car was driving erratically along the road. He was on his way, allegedly, to a hit and run further down the road. We've been traumatised for 31 years. We're still fighting for justice.
Perhaps all stopped on a routine stop and search. During that routine stop and search, there was an altercation between Paps and five officers, physical assault, and within 6 minutes of the stop and search happening, they pounced on him and he was basically passed away within 6 minutes.
Other activists supporting the UFFC campaign argue that given the current political climate in the United Kingdom, things could get worse with the current system of injustice.
I believe the hostile environment, it's actually getting worse. I think people are having their rights stripped away from them. I think there's a danger that more people will die at the hands of the police or hands of parts of the state. And I think people like Priti Patel, we have a problem. Actually today, racism, Islamophobia is wrapped up sometimes with a black or brown face.
At the culmination of the protest outside Downing Street, protesters handed a petition to Number 10, as they have done for two decades, demanding that the government take decisive action.
Each year, many families march to demand justice for their loved ones killed while in police custody. They rally against a system in which police are not held accountable for the hundreds of deaths which have taken place over many decades in the United Kingdom. Richard Sudan, Press TV, London.